You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Presented by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Rihanna and ASAP are still together, okay? Forget those rumors you've heard. They're still together, all right? Woo! It was a long weekend, long Easter weekend, worried about Rihanna and them. And Viola Davis is being mocked for her portrayal as First Lady Michelle Obama. And Coachella Music Festival is back. Yeah.
Coachella.
Uh-huh. Plus, a friendly reminder, please, to check out our favorite new TV show. Here we go, Judge Steve. It is tonight, 8, 7 Central on ABC and Hulu. Yes, we'll talk about all of these stories at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey, in the building, ready for your love questions. This one is from Tony in Minnesota. Tony writes, I'm 44 and I've been divorced twice. Both marriages ended because my husband's cheated on me. When I meet guys, they joke about it being my fault and say that I can't keep a man. I hate that. I hate that I'm being judged for my ex-husband's being trifling. How do I address my past when I meet men? Do I not mention it at all?
First of all, stop allowing people to hold you to your past.
Yeah.
Don't do that. See, I used to make that mistake too. I used to let people, I remember you when you, so you, you spiritual now. I remember when you, yeah, I remember all that too. But this is who I am now. Stop letting people hold you to your past. You know, you had two trifling husbands. It can happen. It happens all the time. That old, you can't keep a man. No, I've made a mistake picking men. And with you going at it this rate, you're going to help me not make a third mistake. Thank you very much. Bye. And Nick, it's not you that can't keep a man. It's just that the men you've selected have been inadequate, and that's all it is. And move on, and you don't have to address nothing. So you just ask any man that brings it up, hey, look, you want to talk about them or you want to talk about us? You decide.
love it. You decide. I love it.
Because you in my face, I'm pretty sure you done had somebody too.
Yeah, she's 44. Damn. All right. Yeah. Thank you for that, CLO. Moving on to Beth in Florida. Beth writes, my husband doesn't communicate effectively, so I started snooping around, and I'm shocked at what I discovered. I found a performing-enhancing drug in his work bag, and he said he was ashamed to tell me that we need it. Why keep this from me?
You ain't got to know all that now.
So yeah, is that Viagra?
Well, see, he ain't been keeping it from you. You've been getting it. Yeah. Oh, you've been getting it.
It's not up to her standards.
Yeah, he ain't got to tell you that, you know, he was ashamed to tell you. So what? You know, he just trying to make things happen, you know? That's all. You're reading too much into it.
What do you think she's reading into it?
Well, first of all, the only thing she could be reading into it is why does he need this? Because he's suffering from a very common problem. And so he went and got himself some help. Now, you found it in his bag, and you know, you can have it in your bag, your car.
All right, Beth in Florida, moving on to Mallory in Bastrop. Mallory says, I let my sister borrow a wig to attend a church banquet. She got my wig cut into a bob and dyed it black without asking me first. I'm down one good wig. I know, the horror of it all. I'm down one good wig, and she refuses to pay me my $250. Should I embarrass her on Facebook or whoop her behind?
I think the ass whooping would be better.
Over a wig.
I think that ass whooping would be better, but I really don't see what you fighting about a wig for. Yeah. Have you tried the bob on, though? Because it might be cold. Sis might know something. You need to try that bob on. Your face might not be shaped right. It might be an inch too short. And then it's going to look like a bowl haircut sitting on you. But that bob might be cute, though. You might want to just try it on. But
give your it a sister chance.
Your sister was wrong, but you're not. She ain't going to pay you the $250. She put the wig on, ain't really like it. You know, it's $250. Now you down one good wig. And who borrowed wigs?
Who borrows wigs, yes.
Even if it's your sister.
No, that's a bit much.
I like somebody come over to the house and say, dog, you got some extra draws?
Is it really the same?
No, well, if I give you them draws, you ain't got to worry about that, dog. First of all.
Can I borrow some of you?
Yeah, I ain't got no brand new ones just in there, so they have been worn. And once you wear them, trust and believe, I don't want it back. Man, I had to give a dude a pair of swimming trunks one time. He didn't have none. I gave him some. Then he going to bring them back. I said, oh, no, dog, them yours. Oh, no, man, I can't keep these, man. These good, man. These nice, man. No, them yours.
Isn't that the story of Oprah and Gail, how they got together?
Draw?
But yeah. It's something like that. Yeah, look it up. How they became best friends. It was either Oprah spending the night at Gail's house or Gail spending the night. Anyway, the next day, she didn't have any. She needed some underwear, and one of them lent the other one a pair of underwear.
Probably
what'd you
gave
say?
It
or you
I'm
going to
go
it.
With Gay. Yes.
Well, I mean, anyway, she gave it to her. She gave the underwear to her, and the story was, if you can lend a person your underwear, give someone your underwear like that, then you're destined to be best friends. But yeah, that's a true story.
You didn't have no more questions for the CLO.
I have one more, but we were talking about borrowing and lending, and it made me think of that. One last one is Shane, and you asked me to tell it. Shane in D.C.
Yes, you did. You said we're not gonna look.
Well,
I wish I had no.
Go ahead, Shirley.
You brought up the underwear anyway. It was about wigs. Shane in D.C. says, "I'm a 37-year-old married man, and my wife and I were out recently, and I saw a side piece from 10 years ago who I slept with right before I got married. She introduced her son, who looked to be about 10 years old, and he sort of looked like me. So I'm worried. Should I call and ask her about this boy or not?"
You better go on about your business, boy.
Why you hopping and popping?
You better go on about your business, man.
He's going to want to know if that's his son.
I think it's noble of you to want to know if that's your son.
Yeah.
I would go ahead and make the phone call. Because to go on about your business ain't in the best interest of the child. And if it is yours, you should know. And you should get over there and be busy taking care of it. Man, go on about your business. Like you left your ATM card 10 years ago over her house. Man, this is a baby, man. What you talking about?
All right.
Go on about your business, man. Ignore that
keep
damn human being over there, man. Look just what's like it? You. So damn what?
All right, we got to roll on. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL Plus. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Got menopause? We've got you. Hi, Jackie here, founder of ExoJackie. Feel supported throughout your menopause journey and beyond with our organic protein powders and symptom relief boosts. Formulated to keep bones and muscles strong, ExoJackie products help reduce bloating, hot flashes, and weight gain. Enjoy 20% off with promo code EXOPODCAST. Shop now at ExoJackie.com. Made for women by women.